any of them. The city could be kind. The lady at the fruit stand who swept mango peels to the alley's edge. The boy who spilled noodles on purpose and pretended it was an accident. But kindness was a tide. It came and went. Promises were constellations, fixed lights to steer by. And so, night after night, Lookup went to the roof. He learned that the moon wore many faces and none of them were lies. He learned the constellations' crooked alphabets, the three-star belt that walked across the seasons, the ladle that never spilled, the fish that dreamed sideways in a net of darkness. Some nights he whispered their shapes under his breath, arranging them with a careful pride, the way some cats arrange stolen socks. The city held its breath with him. Laundry lines made quiet banners. The radio somewhere hummed an old love song in low blue notes. Up on his roof, the cat pressed his paws against the tar paper and felt the faint warmth the day had left behind. The warmth seeped into him. He loved the sky, but he did not hate the ground. It had carried him this far. "I want to go up there," he said once to the brave, gentle dark. "Not just look. I want to belong among them. I want to be a star." The night did not answer. The night, as a rule, was more interested in listening than in speaking. Still, the cat felt the quiet hold him, like a patient friend. Down below, lives arranged themselves. A locksmith rolled his shutter down. A taxi traced a yellow line along the wet street. Somewhere in the market, a fishmonger stacked ice like small mountains. In the courtyard of the green building, an old woman watered a plant and whispered to it, in the sort of voice that forgives the world for what it cannot be. Lookup did not know the details of their lives, but he felt that each held something glowing, however well hidden. Maybe that was what stars were. Not distant fires, but local lights seen from far away. The other cats didn't care for metaphors. "What good is all this staring?" the ginger Tom pressed, a week later, finding Lookup on his roof stage again. "You'll freeze one night and we'll find you like a furry stone." "It's not cold," Lookup replied, though the wind nibbled his ears. He tucked his paws in neat under him. "Beside, it keeps me honest." The ginger Tom blinked. "How does staring at a ceiling of dots keep you honest?" Lookup considered. He was not clever in the way alley chiefs and bin breakers were clever, but he had a tidy mind for wonder. "When I look up," he said slowly, "my insides line up. The sharp parts go soft. The hungry parts wait their turn. I remember I'm small, and that makes me the right size for my life." The ginger Tom groaned. "You're a poet now." "I'm just a cat," Lookup murmured. "Who looks up?" "Poet," the Tom insisted, but without venom. He groomed Lookup's bent ear with a rough lick, the kind that came disguised as an insult. "If you weren't the best finder of sun-warmed ledges, I'd give up on you." "Sun-warmed ledges are different," Lookup said with dignity. "Those you can eat." "Finally, sense." The Tom leapt away, a streak of orange in the moon gloss. "Try not to join the ceiling tonight." Lookup smiled his little cat smile. He had tried to explain his wanting to himself. Where did it begin? With the first night he woke to a sky so clean it felt like he could walk on it? With the time he got lost and instead of fear felt a pull upward, as if the stars were breadcrumbs leading him home? Or did longing arrive like a stealthy, ordinary thing that waits for no grand reason? A drip, drip, drip in the heart until one day there is a river? He could not say. Cats are better at saying now than always. But this he knew. When he pictured his future, it gleamed. Not with something he might own, but with a place he might belong. He imagined himself set among the constellations, not brighter than the others, only steady, a small, honest light that had finally found its pattern. On the roof's far side, the city sloped away. A billboard peeled at the corners. A dog barked, gave it up as useless, and yawned himself quiet. Lookup scuffed the tar paper with his paws, making a little dark snow. He closed one eye, then the other, testing which eye made the moon look truer. He did this every night, as if the answer might one day change. When the wind shifted, it brought the river's breath with it, metallic and damp, tinged with unseen weeds. It also brought the scent of something he could never name, something older than rust and the sharp happiness of fish. It was not food, and yet he swallowed. He thought maybe it was the smell of distance itself. That night a cloud slid over the moon like a curtain moving across a stage. The roof dimmed. Down in the alley, a trash can lid fell with a clang.